It was 15 years ago on this day, the first same-sex couple legally married in the United States, and it happened in Massachusetts. This is Lisa Berry, and at that time in Michigan, there was a ban on any recognition of same-sex unions in any form. So jumping ahead to March of 2014, a U.S. District Court ruled the state's denial of marriage rights to same-sex couples was unconstitutional, and more than 300 same-sex couples married in Michigan the very next day. Including, joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, Beth and Lisa Bichert. Is that how you remember it?
Yes.
It was a day, let me tell you.
How did it all come about? Tell us about it.
So the night before, we were having our Shabbat gathering, and we heard that the ruling might come down. And one of our friends in the group said, well, we'll hold a wedding for you tomorrow if the ruling comes down. So that's what we did. We spent 12 hours. They planned it for us. We found a Jewish celebrant, and we also found the mayor of Ypsilanti, Paul Schreiber, and we put together everything: the chuppah, the attendance, the flowers.
And the county building was a zoo.
It was
packed wall to wall with people, and people came down and just to be with us and be with the other couples and absorb the energy. People came down and passed out flowers. People brought their children so that they would see the historic moment. And I felt like we were both so full of adrenaline and from just being in a rush for hours and hours and hours, seeing all these couples getting married. Most of them were getting married right there, right after they got their license.
Mm-hmm. Did it seem like a historic moment to you?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the videos. Feeling it was a whole other thing.
Yeah.
It was just, it felt epic.
I still have my number from the line. We were number 45 in the line. And they only did about 47 that day. They only did about 47 licenses.
Mm-hmm. How long did you have to wait?
Oh, we were there 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it was long. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went from there to the house, where our wedding was in Normal Park, and there were so many people there you couldn't park.
Yeah, there were about 90 people on 12 hours' notice.
All invited guests?
No, they just saw and came. Yeah.
Party at the Bichert's, let's go. History's being made, and it's a love fest, right?
Somebody came by, knocked on the door, and said, do you have a wedding cake?
Yeah.
And they came back with a wedding cake.
And here's our 100-year-old silver knife to cut it with.
All the wedding cakes in our family have been cut with this knife.
Yeah.
You can use it.
That was Angela Scott.
Yeah.
And our friend Claudia Pettit, who's on the Historical Society, they're the ones that threw our wedding and hosted it at their house.
You also hold another distinction, do you not?
A couple. We were the first lesbian couple to have our engagement photo in the Ann Arbor News.
Oh, yeah.
There's something. We are the first couple that got legally married inside the city of Ypsilanti that day. That was every other couple from Ypsilanti that was there, and there were numbers of them, got married before us, but they got married in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. At the clerk's office.
Yeah. That's a distinction. And, you know, for years, a lot of our friends had been traveling to other states or on travels had gotten married in other states, and I just got so mad about it that they were trying to turn me into a fugitive, it felt like, to get married, you know, that I just refused to, and I get points for stubborn, okay, but I refused to leave our state to get married, you know, where we live.
That's right. We wanted to get married in Ypsilanti, where we have lived for 30 plus years.
It was the state's job to marry us, and darn it, I was going to wait until they would.
And then not too long after that, June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that marriage was legal. Did that change anything for you?
So that night after we got married, within like 3 hours after our wedding, it went into legal limbo, right?
Right. And they placed a stay on Judge Friedman's ruling.
So when we turned in our signed marriage license after the wedding, they said, we don't know what you are right now, basically.
Yeah.
And the marriage has been an emotional roller coaster lasting years for us. And,
right.
Do you mean legally or emotionally? Because it could be both.
Both. I mean, every single one of them.
Right.
Every time there was another ruling, every time there was another court case, you know,
right.
I would have emotional highs and lows, you know. Well, and we were
collecting, you know, we went Ann Arbor past the Civil Union. We went and got Civil Unioned. And we had, in 1993, we had a quote-unquote church service that was not legal. So we had a union ceremony then. So just every time somebody passed something, we would try to... you know, jump on the bandwagon and get some kind of legal status.
We're talking to Beth and Lisa Beshear. Mm-hmm. Of course, Beth, you know, is the mayor of Ypsilanti. It was 15 years ago today, the first same-sex couple legally married, but that was in Massachusetts. And, of course, they live in Ypsilanti and they live in Michigan. Do you feel like you're all set now? Is it at all a done deal? You're solidly married and moving forward?
I wish
I
could feel like that.
Any married couple ever says that, they're in trouble.
I meant legally this time.
Well, actually, I think with the conservative drift of the Supreme Court, I have worries.
I'll tell you, I didn't think I was going to get married in my lifetime to begin with, and I don't take it for granted now. Mm. That said, I think that my fear is that they're going to chip away here and there, take away one little status here, one little status there. Mm-hmm. That's my fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm still a backup planner because of those fears.
I would say that we feel like nobody's civil rights should ever be voted on by the majority. That's just not the correct way to go about it. That people's civil rights...
It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not a popularity contest. Either we have them or we don't have them, you know? And we feel like we have an innate right to marry whom we love, and we've been working for that for 31-plus years.
What do you want to say to people listening right now who may not think you have that right?
You know, they're welcome to think whatever they want. I only care if I have the right to it is all.
Yeah. We just want the same legal rights as every other person has in our country. We don't want anything special, anything different. We just want the same.
It's rights and responsibilities, by the way, I want to remind everybody.
Right.
There's rights and responsibilities that go along with all of these. And we embrace both the rights and the responsibilities that go along with every single little thing that we've grabbed along the way.
When the U.S. Supreme Court approved it, did you have another ceremony after that, or were you pretty much taken care of?
We're ceremonied out at this point.
That's right. But if there's cake, you can bring it by the WEMU studios. Lisa and Beth Beshear, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here on the 15th anniversary of the first legal same-sex marriage here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.